What's up, fellow travelers? Welcome to Traversing the Stars. Please welcome my special guest, actress Anna Lopez. Anna, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for being here. We were talking a little bit off mic how you stayed up till midnight to be on our show. So I feel absolutely honored that you're here for us. Because I'll be honest, I don't do stuff that late.
Really? I do. I'm a night owl. So yeah, I'm used to it.
I think I'm kind of slowly becoming accustomed to the fact that I might be a morning person more than I thought.
Yeah, I wish I was one. Yeah, that's like one of my life goals.
Yeah.
To become a morning person someday.
Yeah. Just got to keep working at it. One day it hits.
It's hard. It's
yeah, hard. It is. So tell us a little bit about yourself. So I understand that you caught the acting bug kind of early back in elementary school.
Yeah. So when people ask me what got you into acting, I usually say acting got into me. I have no idea how, because I don't come from an artistic family.
Okay.
I grew up in an island from like in Portugal, an island from the Azores. Mm-hmm. It's called São Miguel. And during my childhood, I didn't really have access to plays or even cinema, so I basically had like one TV channel, but that was enough for me, you know.
Yeah.
I watched Disney films, Brazilian soap operas, Mr. Bean, Charlie Chaplin, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that was enough for me to just like want to imitate everything I would watch, and just organize plays with my friends. And then when my parents bought a camera, I started directing films with my friends. So yeah, I don't know,
that's
for
awesome.
Some reason it was just something that just came so naturally and for no reason at all.
That's awesome. I love it. I mean, especially like not having like, you know, a broad cinematic exposure. Cause you know, I mean that I had probably an overly broad one, and you know, I've always like kind of been drawn to entertainment in some way. So, you know, that's awesome that even not having that, you know, as much that, you know, you're just all drawn to it. I love it.
Yeah. It's weird. Yeah. And then when I did my first play in elementary school, I was just like, okay, that's it. This is like something I'm good at. People like watching me do this.
And it felt right to you.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And also I had that, you know, big question, like I was always an overthinker.
Yeah.
Even as a child. So I was like, when I was like, I don't know, 5, 6 years old, I was already, what am I going to be when I grow up?
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to make that decision so badly. And, you know, I could see myself doing so many things.
Sure.
So when I realized I could be an actor, like that's another thing that make it make more sense, which was like, I can actually be so many things if I do this thing that I love. So
yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it. And you just kind of followed that path. And, you know, I got to look over your training section on your website. Insanely impressive. I mean, we're talking multiple languages, multiple accents, a law degree.
Yeah.
I mean, and a laundry list of skills. Like that's, you know, so you just jumped in and you just went for it with that.
Yeah. The law degree, I think, had to do with the fact that because I didn't grow up in an artistic context, you know, like I didn't know any artists really growing up.
So you kind of had to have a fallback.
Yeah. And then for my parents, like the idea that my parents had about actors is that actors don't have any money. They're always like, you know, they're really poor, especially here in Portugal. And even now when like an article comes up about an actor that's going through a rough time, my father still shows me the article. Like,
some things never change, right?
Yeah. And it's like, I grew up with this thing, right? Like, so actors are like, acting is a really tough profession. So it was just natural to me that I always felt that I had to have a degree in something else.
Sure.
Also because, you know, I wanted to just have like a normal life for as long as I could.
Yeah.
Because I also felt like I needed to be a bit more mature to just throw myself into a world that I really knew nothing about.
Right.
So this transition of going from the island to the mainland and then studying law for 5 years, you know, made me have some, like, start having some independence, knowing to do a lot of things by myself, gain more confidence. And then while I was studying law, I started acting in a theater company. And that also helped me make sure that, you know, I should pursue acting and not law, because, like, law was never a possibility. It was just like an agreement I made with my parents, like, I'll be normal until I graduate.
Until you can make it happen, until you can make it happen on your terms.
Yes.
Well, that's got to be, like, kind of an edge for you, though. I mean, like, having a law degree, like, I mean, they can't, like, they can't sneak stuff into the contracts now, because you know what you're, you know, you know what you're talking about with that stuff. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's some good things about it. Yeah, I'm really comfortable reading contracts, and, you know, and even, like, when there are periods where I don't have an agent or someone like taking care of that kind of stuff for me, I'm comfortable doing that. So yeah,
it's, that's awesome. It's awesome. And Go ahead. Oh, no, that happens.
I was just gonna, another thing that the law degree was good for is, you know, as actors, there's most of the time you need to also have a part-time. Sure. So having a law degree on my resume made it easier for me to find stuff that I can relate more than, you know, being a waitress, or, you know, I can, like, some office work, and it's easy to get that kind of part-time jobs as well because of that.
Yeah, you have that piece of paper. It definitely makes that easier. And, you know, I got to imagine that took some of the stress off of you, like, when you were, like, getting through that too, is, you know, like, I don't have to waitress. I don't have to work these crappy jobs. I can do something that's
Yeah, I've done it too, you know, because sometimes, you know, the other kind of jobs are not as flexible.
Right. So
you also
they want somebody who's all in a lot of the time.
Yeah, most of the time, especially in Europe. I mean, I feel like in the States, it's easier to get, like, in the States, at least LA, I don't know. It's easier to get, like, a flexible part-time, but, like, in Portugal, that seems impossible, really.
So the culture is just really focused way more towards the full-time thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I think outside of LA, I think it's a lot like that too. Cause I know I'm in a small town and it's definitely like that. It's not a lot of part-time stuff here.
Yeah. That's really tough when you want to combine that with an artistic career. Cause you need that, not just in our case, not just for auditions, but also, you know, to, you know, keep the creative side of you flowing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, because that's absolutely a challenge when you have to, you got to put food on the table, but you also got to keep feeding that creative spark. I totally get that. 100%.
Yeah. You can't just be you can't just get home and feel drained.
Right.
And not be able to do anything else. So, yeah, it's always a juggle to combine that when you need to.
Definitely. Yeah. I you know, I work for a full-time job myself. So, you know, it's like, I totally understand that, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, evenings are for the podcast, you know, it's like, this is for work. This is the podcast. So it's just, we got to do what we got to do as we go through it.
Exactly. What town are you in?
So it's in about an hour south of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I don't know if you've ever been there.
No, I'm very, like, I went straight to LA.
You went to the big spots. Yeah.
I've shot in Portland and I, but that's basically it. Yeah. LA, I visited Atlanta cause I had a few actor friends living there, but that was it. You know, I have, like, the bug. I feel like now I want to explore New York a bit.
I totally get that. I've always been drawn to New York. I've always been drawn to the bigger cities. I just never really ended up there.
You still have time. Will.
I totally get that. So I've actually never even been to New York myself, which is an absolute travesty, and I really want to go at some point. So I definitely understand, like, that desire to explore that city for sure.
But I'm not the only one when I say that I've never been to New York. I mean, I've been there, like, 4 or 5 hours, like, but
never really immersed yourself in it.
Yeah, and I'm just so curious about it. And actually, I booked a flight to go there in June, And that's when I realized that with the visa that I have, I couldn't actually enter the United States while the restrictions were still up. So, right. But now I finally can go back now. So
nice, nice. And I think theater's coming back there too. So, you know, you have a chance to take in some really good shows and stuff. So that's why I want to go up and see some of the stuff on Broadway.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I can't wait to go through all that. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. So I love there was a description of you on IMDb. You were described as a lovely volcano. I love that description. That is the best description I've ever heard.
Yeah, I think that kind of came up when I was working on my branding as an actor. Mm-hmm. There was a period there, you know, where I feel like actors now are hearing this more and more, where you need to know how to sell yourself, kind of.
Definitely.
And it's kind of hard, you know, when you're not like an obvious stereotype, and like an obvious type. So it really has to do with what kind of roles you play more often. What do people cast you in? And so I had to go through that. And then I realized that, I think like as an actress, I can play those characters that are very pleasant at first, but like they build to a more
depth to them. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's that time where there's an actual explosion, emotional explosion. And yeah. And I use the word because of being from a volcanic island, you know, I just
love it.
Words.
it makes sense. I love it. And I got to see some of your film reels on your website. I mean, it's a very apt description because you definitely like it was like what the one that I watched, it was just like a range of different emotions that you were just hitting. I was just like blown away by it. Like, so I think lovely volcano is a perfect way to put that.
Thank you. Yeah, that was like a few years ago that I came up with that. But now sometimes it's like, I mean, I don't use it as much now. It's more like a LA thing. Like, for example, in Portugal, I don't think we're the branding for actors is as strong as it is in Hollywood. So yeah, we just don't say that stuff here. You never know.
That's true. That's true. So you're super busy right now. You got a lot of projects coming up. You got two feature films, a pilot. Mm-hmm. Tell me what's going on with all that. Let me get some details on that stuff.
Yeah, 2021 was a great year professionally. Mm-hmm. So it started with the movie with Guy Pearce. Then I was the lead in a feature film, a Portuguese feature film. Mm-hmm. And then there was a co-production US Portugal that was shot in the Azores, that I also had a role in that. Mm-hmm. And then I started shooting a TV series, and then another movie came up. And then, so that's here in Portugal. So I'm shooting the series until the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And then I'm planning to go back to the States next year to finish the two feature films that I started shooting, but we didn't. I mean, we started shooting one of them. Mm-hmm. The other one, we shot a mock teaser, not the actual, and a short prequel.
Right.
But we didn't start shooting the actual feature film. So I have those two feature films, and then a pilot that like we shot like half of, not even half of the pilot, but we were like shooting it when the pandemic hit. So
which is an absolute bummer. I mean, that shut the whole world down.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, and I stayed in LA for 2 or 3 months after everything closed down until I realized you know I should just go to Portugal, be with my family, because things are not gonna go back to normal
soon.
So yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, that had to feel awesome. I mean, like you know, you were doing the part-time stuff, and then all of a sudden you've got multiple projects you're working on. I mean, did it feel overwhelming, or
Yeah, it was, I mean, the thing in Portugal is that, so, I mean, my life has been like, you know, Portugal, LA. So, and there was like some of the periods where I come back to Portugal, mm-hmm. it's really hard to work here. Mm-hmm. Both, you know, because I've been away, so people don't remember me or don't know who I am, mm-hmm. or, you know, or even if I'm here for a while, it's just a really small industry, and, you know, mm-hmm. they use the same people over and over. And so it's really, really hard to break in. So when mm-hmm. I came now, because of the pandemic, because of COVID, mm-hmm. I was going to try, of course, yeah. but I wasn't expecting it to go this well. So, so basically, so the difference for me, the main difference is when I'm in LA, mm-hmm. I'm like an actor, 100%.
Right.
And when I'm in Portugal, I feel I have to wear all the hats. Like, so,
right.
Because otherwise I will just go crazy here waiting right. for the phone to ring or something. So as soon as I got back, you know, I started immersing myself in my own projects, mm-hmm. like a series I want to develop, a feature film script that I want to write.
I love it.
Yeah, so I just started, like, I'm taking a writing class right now. I took, like, a photographer, like, a, mm-hmm. how do you say, like, a lighting
course as well.
And this is, like, the second writing course that I'm taking. And I also, you know, I feel like I need to be active and creative somehow. Mm-hmm. But I can't just expect that I can do that only with acting here. So I have to be proactive and do my own stuff. And, you know, luckily I could stop doing all of that because
yeah,
I started having a lot of work as an actress. So yeah, but I have my projects that for the times where there's not that much work, I can just be entertained.
Yeah. Kind of throw yourself into creatively.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, that's the solution I came up with.
It's a good solution.
There were some really dark, you know, times mm-hmm. Here. So it's like, and then I decided I'll just do that. Like,
yeah,
when I'm working, I'll just make something else happen.
That's awesome. I mean, that's the way to be. I feel like, you know, I think a lot of people, especially when the pandemic hit, kind of like mm-hmm. jumped into creative pursuits, like as much as they could. And it's become an outlet too. So, I mean, that's, you know, it's really good that you weren't just like drugged down by, you know, the weight of the world.
I mean, it wasn't easy, right? It wasn't easy for anyone. There were some, especially while I was in LA by myself, mm-hmm. it was hard because I was like alone in my little studio and, you know, and I was just so upset because I was like in such a role, you know, things right. were happening. I was shooting three projects and then all of a sudden it all stops and I have to go back to Portugal. I have to leave my house and my yeah. car and this visa that like just thinking that I was going to waste all this visa time because right. this visa is so hard to get. It's expensive. Mm-hmm. So all of that was just like, my God, finally I was like settled here mm-hmm. in LA and I have to throw all that away for I don't know how long.
Right.
And so that was really hard. But then, you know, but I came back to Portugal. I spent some time with my family and then I just threw myself into things I want to do.
And just kept your mind on creativity.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's awesome.
I have a lot of research to do for these projects. So
yeah.
A lot of reading. And yeah. I still have a lot to do. So
that's good. I mean, that's you know, it's like, you don't want to be bored. I mean, cause like, you know, boredom in that scenario is just, it's a recipe for depression. Yeah. And it's
I
just,
am never bored. No,
that's
bored.
Good.
There's always so much to do. My God.
Yeah. I love it. So you got to work with Guy Pearce. That's going to be for the Infernal Machine, right?
Yes. Yes.
So what can you tell us about that? That's due out next year, right?
I believe so. Okay. Yeah. Paramount just is gonna distribute it, so it's gonna it that's very exciting. Mm-hmm. It's a small role. It's mm-hmm. not like anything big, but just the opportunity of meeting Guy Pearce and being that kind of project was such a boost. It was just like, you know, a dream come true in a way.
Yeah.
Especially because it was here in Portugal. It's so crazy, right? You go to Hollywood, you get a visa, you go to London, you do all that stuff. And then when you're in Portugal, you finally get the chance with work. Of
all roads lead home sometimes.
Yeah, right? It's like, because he's actually like one of my favorite actors. So I'm like, this is insane. I just wish, you know, I had a bigger role and could be more time shooting, but it was still like just a really special experience. You know, I got treated like an actual like Hollywood star, which is not very common here in Portugal. So it was really nice. And the film, I think it's really interesting. I'm not sure. I don't think I can say much about it,
right.
And for me, you know, the most special thing about this, it was how this opportunity came to me, because this was the result of a connection of like a networking connection that I nurtured for like 10 years. So like,
wow.
I met this person 10 years ago, because like I needed his help with a project that I was producing. Mm-hmm. We didn't even get to work together. But then a few years later, he went to AFM, the American Film Market. And we saw each other. We were like, oh, remember me? Yes, whatever. Then we kept in touch. And then the next year we met again and he introduced me to the producer of the movie. And then the year after, he introduced me to the director of the movie. And then the year after, I visited their studios. So it's been like, you know, just building up, you know, building the relationship, which like kind of became a friendship, right? And then I just felt it was beautiful that they were doing this movie and they thought of me. For like they told me to audition. I auditioned for a bigger part and I ended up getting this smaller one, but it was just that feeling that they wanted me to be in the movie. So it was nice, because it's like, because when you don't have like a big agent or like anyone opening the doors for you,
you got to make those open yourself.
Yeah, and you have to, you know, do the networking. And, and it's really hard for me because I'm kind of an introvert. So the networking part is something that it's, you know.
I get that.
Out of my comfort zone. So, yeah. So
I get that.
But, you know, I push myself to do it. And, you know, sometimes those beautiful things happen and you feel like it's worth it. So.
100%. And this is for everybody at home. This is just proof right here. You got to feed that network. You got to get out of your comfort zone. Like the change you want exists outside of your comfort zone. So the fact that it's like, oh, this sucks, but I'm going to do it. And you did it.
Love it.
That's proof that's how you got to do it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's nice because when you actually like click with people, and it's like a genuine like friendship.
Yeah.
And then of course it's super easy. You know, I think it's just harder when, you know, you know someone's work and you really want to work with them and you want them to like you. So sometimes it's just better to just not know anything about the people that you might meet. Cause I have that thing. Like when I know I'm going to meet someone that I really want to work with, I just.
You start to overthink. You start to get in your own head a little bit.
Like, I feel like I have to know everything about them beforehand. So, you know, I just don't sleep watching all their movies and you know, do all the research. And then I get there and I block and I can't even say hi. So, So.
Well, and, you know, the other thing to consider too is, you know, it's just people at the end of the day. So it's like, no one's gonna be like, all right, what's my filmography? What's the first movie I was? No one's gonna quiz you on that. But it's so hard not to think that. Like,
yeah, it's just like you have this thing where I feel like I have to know everything before I put myself into that situation. I don't know why. It's like,
that's how I get. I'm a researcher, you know, like I get the same way. It's like, I got to know everything. I got to look into it. I got to get into the nitty gritty. And I'm totally with you on that.
Yeah, right. And also, like, as an actor, you kind of have to do that, like, for your characters, right? Because, like, sometimes, you know, I mean, it depends on the director and who you're working with, but sometimes, or even like after the movie is out, like if you go to a Q&A session or something,
right?
Like, you don't know what kind of questions they're going to ask you about your character, so you have to be ready to answer, you know, everything about the character. So it's like, even for my characters, sometimes I need to know everything about them, like all the the craziest details. So
well, that's not even like the worst thing, because I mean, like, if you look at some fandoms, like some fandoms will get into that stuff, like Star Wars, people will go like so deep into that and just ask them, like, and they'll ask the actors, like, at those Q&A's, like uber specific questions that they're like, I don't know, like, why would I know that?
But for some reason, it's good in a way, because it helps you prepare, even though probably no one will ask you, you know, we'll go that deep or something. But for some reason I'm like that. Over-prepared.
Well, but like, getting, that's another thing too, is like when you're getting into a role, it is good to do that, because like how does this person think? Well, this person has this backstory, so like they wouldn't act this. So I know, I'm with you on that. Like, that's just I love it.
you understand
it. Absolutely. 100%. 100%. All right. So I got one more question for you here. So since you didn't have a very broad cinematic experience growing up, you got into movies and things like that later on. So what was the biggest, when you started like taking in more movies, what was the one that just jumped out for you? Just like held you?
I mean, honestly, In My Island, the first movie that I remember seeing in the movie theater was Jurassic Park.
Love it.
Yeah, I know. I saw The Lion King too. Not sure if that was before or after, but it's animation. So I think it was Jurassic Park. And I don't know, but even Disney, like the influence of watching those movies. And then I don't know. And then when my father would bring like a tape with a movie, even I remember there was a movie that we watched a lot of times at home that wasn't even anything special.
Right.
In the cinema, it was definitely Jurassic Park. But then only when I moved to the city, because we lived in a small village. And when I moved to the city, I started going to the movies more often, and then that became kind of like, I would go like every week, I started watching more movies, and it was like something that I really loved to do. But as an actress, like, the movie that I watched and I was like, this is the kind of movie I want to make, we watched The Bridges of Madison County
with
Clint Eastwood.
And then
for some reason, there was something in me that was like, this is the kind of drama that I want to make.
Yeah.
Like, explore just like the human side, the relationships.
Yeah.
Just tell really simple stories, but like that everybody can relate to.
But also bring those characters to life.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't, and then all my favorite movies now are movies about a couple or like really simple stories, but where there's a lot of you know, emotion and yeah, and just drama and tragedy and
the stuff that just really gets you, like, get you drawn in.
Yes, I mean, yeah, like very, yeah. I love like Revolutionary Road, Blue Valentine. You know, I just love those stories that most people don't.
Well, that's okay. There's a lot of movies that I like that nobody likes. So
yeah, but yeah, for some reason, yeah. And you know, I don't know if you you're familiar with Drake Dorima's work. He did like Crazy, Nunes. So his films are mostly about like also like a couple and and it's, I believe most of it is improv. He rehearses a lot with the actors beforehand. And I just love like how, you know, real it is.
Right.
So, yeah. So that's kind of.
Well, I like when a director does that, when they'll like basically like this is how you need to, like, this is what I need. But like, say it your own way. I know Scorsese does that a lot, and he's gotten a lot of really good stuff out of his actors over the years with that kind of.
Yeah. I like to work with different directors. Like, I mean, you know, I don't mind like when they're very when you know they want you to do exactly like it is on the script too. So I feel like just I like to work in different ways with different people, different methods. So. But I just, you know, like when you get to feel everything. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. And that is so cool. I absolutely love that. So I really, like I said, I really appreciate you being here. Any social media or anything you're wanting to want everybody at home to check out?
Of course, yeah. So my Instagram is Ana Lopez Actress. So it's ANALOPES, one N and an S, and Actress. My Facebook as well. And then I have a website, which I need to update. But yeah, and it's ANA-LOPES.com. And yeah, you can find me on IMDb as well. And hopefully someday in a big movie theater.
I can't wait. That is exciting. Because yeah, I think you're going to get there. I think you're on the right track, and you've got wonderful personality, wonderful acting chops. So I think you're absolutely going to be. Yeah. I'm going to get to see you on the big screen soon.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Anna, thank you so much for being here. This has been a blast. And again, thanks for staying up super late for me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for inviting me and for this wonderful conversation.
It's been a blast. The pleasure has been on this side. I appreciate it so much.
Great, guys. Keep up the good work. I'm loving the podcast.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it. Everybody at home, see, she likes it. We're good. We know what we're doing here.